It's 8:38. This is KDK Radio. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway. This is not just any weekend. This is Patriots weekend.
Yes, and Coach Mike Tomlin was asked earlier in the week, what's up?
You don't fail and then, you know, conveniently pinpoint one particular area. This is a very complex game because it's a complex game, because of the number of people involved. And whenever you're talking about particularly consistent failures, like we've had in recent weeks, it's usually a multitude of things.
Well, we have with us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, two-time Super Bowl champ, former Steeler Chris Hoke. Chris, good morning.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing well. So let me just ask you, I mean, you've been there. You've been there nose to nose with the New England Patriots. Is it any different than any other game?
It is. You know, I've said this earlier in the week. There's two games that are special, that are games that you really, your hair kind of pricks up on the back, on your back, and you don't sleep much during the week, and that's for the New England Patriots game and for the game against the Baltimore Ravens. Those are the two games in my mind that I always got excited for more than the other games.
All right, Chris, there has been a lot of drama the past couple of weeks, to say the least. I personally was surprised that Rocky Blyer had his Facebook posting, and he's, I guess, stepped back from what he originally said about being done. That was disheartening. Just as a fan, you go, oh, not Rocky. He's not giving up on the Steelers yet. And what are we to think with alumni feeling the pinch here?
Well, listen, Rocky is a great friend, and I respect Rocky, and I look up to him. So everybody's entitled to their opinion. He was overcome with emotion and passion. It's interesting the reaction, though, he got, Larry, to his video. There was a lot of positive feedback saying, we agree with you with what he was saying. Now, it's disheartening as an organization and as current players that a man of Rocky stature, beloved and as heroic as he is, not only in the Steelers organization but in the country, that he would come out and say those things. But, it's like we talked about a little while ago when Ben came out and criticized Antonio and some of the players.
Right.
I think Rocky's on the right to say that. I think Rocky over the years has, he has built up the equity and he's built up the ability to be able to speak his mind. And he was just overcome with emotion.
You know, talking about players not performing the way you expect them to, I mean, Chris Boswell has really been a shock this season to the Steelers Nation. And then bringing Sean Sweezum in to kind of just talk with him, can that be effective enough to change the tide?
Absolutely. You know, it's as a player, it's always great to talk to a been-there-done-that guy, a player who's been in the trenches, a player who stood there when all eyes are on you and you have to make the kick to win the game. And, you know, what happens is with Chris Boswell is at first it starts off where he's pushing too hard at the beginning of the season. He wants to prove that he's worth the big contract he just signed. Then all of a sudden he misses a couple kicks. Mentally it takes over. Then mentally it bleeds into mechanically now that you are doing. You're taking, strides off, your motions off. Then everything kind of starts to snowball. And it's always good to talk to someone who's been there in the same shoes you're standing in right now. And that's the great thing about the Steeler organization is they provide those opportunities. They do a wonderful job of connecting the older players with the current players, and so that it truly is a big family. And that's what you would see in a family. In a normal family, you would see where the older brother and sister would come, and if someone's struggling, a teenager or your younger brother or sister, you would lean in and offer some advice, and I think that's what's happening here.
We're with former Steeler Chris Hoke. So, Chris, let's take a look at the realistic outcomes of the next three games. You play two really good football teams and a decent team in Cincinnati. The Steelers, yet, I reminded people all week, are still in first place. How do you think, though, they match up this week, this year, with New England at home?
I really think that these two teams right now are very similar. High-flying offenses. You saw last week the New England offense put up, 33 points on put them on the Miami Dolphins, and ended up losing that game on a last play of the game. But their offense, I mean, Tom Brady threw for 58 yards, three touchdowns. Gronkowski had a big game. And then you look at our offense as well, the Steelers' offense. Ben's throwing for a lot of yards, Juju had a 100-plus yard game. The offenses can score at will. The defenses are struggling on both teams. When I watched that film, New England versus San Diego Chargers are on my mind, the Los Angeles Chargers, because of last night's game. But because of the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins ran all over them, and they threw the ball on them at will. And so these are two struggling defenses. It's going to be a high-scoring game on Sunday.
Well, wait a minute. You still watch film?
You have to. If you're going to break down the game and be able to talk about the games on TV and radio, you have to know what's going on.
Well, one of the real bright spots has been the emergence of Juju Smith-Schuster. I mean, we knew he was good, but he has shown greatness and was the standout last week in Oakland.
Yeah, I mean, Juju's a guy, and it's interesting when you watch the film, is that when Ben needs a play, when the Steelers need a first down or they need to go down and score in critical moments, Ben always looks to Juju. And very rarely does he look to AB's side, which it's got to be frustrating for AB because AB's always been that guy. But he's always looking to Juju. When the game's on the line, he's going right to him. The two touchdown catches that Juju made on Sunday, or the first one was just unbelievable, the effort he made to get that catch. He leads the team in catches, leads the team in yards, most 100-yard receiving games. He has seven 100-yard receiving games this season. I mean, he is a bona fide, legit number one receiver. The Steelers have two number one receivers on their team, which is absolutely phenomenal.
It's going to be exciting Sunday, 4:25. The New England Patriots, led by Tom Brady and head coach Bill Belichick, back at Heinz Field. It's deja vu all over again. Chris, we appreciate you joining us this morning. We'll look for you and Pomp on Sunday on KDK TV.
Absolutely. Looking forward to this weekend, guys.
Chris Hope.